New Orleans, an international city with a history, culture, and cuisine that draws millions of visitors annually from all over the world.
It's also home to 2019's Pride 48 Expo!
Pride 48 is pleased to announce the event for 2019 in New Orleans, Louisiana. Come join our family of podcasters and listeners Friday, August 16th through Sunday, August 18th. Join in all the fun and fellowship. It's not too late to book your excursion. Find more information at Pride48.com.
Today is Friday, July 26th, 2019, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay, the show where I talk about my life every single week, and you listen to my life every single week, and there we go. Oh, actually, 5 days a week at the moment. I mean, who knows if I'm going to stick with that forever, but, you know, I could do that. So yeah, so this is the last day of the week, and once again, nothing has happened, but I do have something to report, and that is that, once again, I need to move my microphone, but so what I have to report is that last night the show went really well. I played well, which is always good, and the lady who played Mrs. Hannigan, which is the, you know, the orphanage person, she did a really good job. I mean, I don't know all the lines, so I don't know if she got every line exactly correct or, you know, anything like that. But she did a really good job. She was really funny. The choreography looked pretty good, you know, all of that. So I would say 89 to 90% of my trumpet parts were spot on. Another 5% were passable. So I was at, you know, 93 to 95%, which is good, actually. I mean, nobody's going to know, right? That last 5 to 10%, that's stuff that you notice, but the audience doesn't notice. So, you know, if I make a mistake or anything like that, you know, I'm the only one that's going to notice that. I had to adjust the microphone, so I probably will delete out that little silence. But anyway, so nothing happened. I mean, I just worked today and work was really boring. I had quite a few meetings in the morning, so I had to, I couldn't do anything. I just had meetings all morning. And so then I came home. There was something that I had ordered for work that they had, instead of delivering it, they had left a note on the door. I didn't have it delivered to work because that's a mess, just figuring out like what address it needs to be and like all that kind of stuff. So I actually had it delivered home, but for whatever reason, the items that I ordered, they needed a signature. So I came home, I had lunch, and I then went to the post office, picked up the stuff and went back to work. But you know, nothing really happened. I just had an afternoon of work and that was about it. Tomorrow will be my first break without having work and musical in the same night. So like last Saturday, I had, you know, I did have orchestra rehearsal for Annie in the morning, and then I had the rest of the day pretty free. But then Sunday I had church and orchestra. Monday I had work and Annie. Tuesday I had work and Annie. Wednesday I had work and Annie. Thursday I had work and Annie. Today I had work and then Annie. So tomorrow I can sleep in as much as I want to. I don't have anything until the Annie performance tomorrow night. And the Annie performance is at 8 p.m. and our call time is 7:30. So I'm going to get a little bit of relaxation. But our side yard is really... So when we live in a kind of a townhouse, and we're really close to the houses on either side of us, and all of our houses have side yards that are fenced. So we have a tiny little, I would say, I don't know, it's probably 10 feet wide or a little bit less by 30 feet long. Or it's basically the length of the house, and then there's probably 10 to 12 feet between the two houses. So there's a concrete area that you can put, you know, you can put a grill out there, you could put a little fire pit, you could put some furniture, a table, whatever. And then there's a grassy area and the air conditioning, the AC is out there as well. And so when we first moved in, we realized that Sydney would dig under the fence. They're just these, it's a wooden fence that connects the two houses on the back and the front. So it fences in the entire area. But we realized that Sydney would, especially when it rained and the ground was softer, because these are brand new houses. Like, when we were the first people to move into this house, it was a brand new house. And so they put sod down, but it hadn't fully taken root, and there wasn't, and still to this day, there are lots of bald spots where it just didn't grow correctly. And so anyway, she would dig under there and get out, and she'd be really super muddy, but also, like, she would literally get out. And if we were at work, like, we had a couple of incidents where our neighbor saw her get out and our neighbor put her back in the yard or whatever. So we ended up putting these big, huge landscaping bricks in front of the fence so she couldn't dig. And you know, but as a result of that, our landscaping company that, and we don't pay for the landscaping company, it comes as part of our, what we pay for, because we rent this townhouse. They decided that they can't come in to our side yard because of these bricks. Maybe they have, I don't know if they have a riding lawnmower and they can't, you know, they can't lift it up, or I'm not really, actually you couldn't use a riding lawnmower because these side yards are so small. I don't think there would be any way to, but regardless, whatever reason, the landscapers decided they can't come in. And so they don't mow the side yard. Well, the first year or the first summer, it was fine because, again, they put the most dead sod you have ever seen in your life. It was mostly mud with just a little bit of sprigs of grass sticking up. And so, and you know, it was fairly dry during the summer, so it wasn't muddy, and but it also wasn't a lot of grass. Well, now, this year, it's mostly weeds. I'll say this, like, we don't have any healthy grass, but we have weeds that are probably 4 feet high in this side yard, because now it's been like a month and a half or 2 months since they started mowing and since the grass started growing. And because we've had so much rain as well, you know, the past couple of months. So what I really need to do tomorrow is Mark and I need to get out there with a weed eater, because it doesn't make any sense to try to use a lawnmower and, like, just weed eat the whole thing, rake all the grass up, put it in a bag, and throw it away and all that, and clean that up. Also, we've babysat or dog sat my parents' dog several times over the summer, and he likes to poop on concrete. So he has pooped all over our patio on the side yard. So it's literally, Sydney doesn't even like to go out there anymore because it's like a minefield of poop and then like a jungle of weeds. And nobody sees it because, I mean, it's in between two fences and, you know, I mean, it's, but we have to do that. So I could sleep in, or probably what I'll do is get up, go out there, get, you know, Mark and I will both get up because he wakes up early anyway, weed eat. And then I'm like, oh, I could go buy some plants at the local nursery and put some plants back there. But I'm horrible at keeping stuff alive. So that's really a waste of money because it'll look pretty for like a week or two. And then I'll forget to water, and then everything will die, and especially because it's so hot out. And I don't know what plants to choose. Like, I don't know. I'd really like to have a really nice, you know, flowery, like Tim in Alaska, like his backyard. I'd like to have that in my side yard, the little bit of space that we've got. So I don't know. Anyway, so I don't know if we're going to do that, or I'm just going to sleep all day and watch Netflix or something, but I'm really going to relax. I do have some stuff to do for Pride 48 as we're getting closer. Right. Don't forget, Pride 48 is coming up August 16th through the 18th. So go over to pride48.com to register, book your hotel. Today was the last day to sign up for a podcast, but when you hear this, if you really want to do a podcast there and you haven't signed up, reach out to Big Fatty at pride48.com. Go over there, buy your t-shirt with the unicorn on it. There's a special announcement about that unicorn. And also the excursions are there. And the deadline is July 31st for those excursions, or to sign up for the excursions. So you should get over there and do that. All right, I'm going to end it here. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. And you can find many more shows over at pride48.com. See you guys Monday. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.